Good morning, and thank you for having us, my family and I, to be with you for the month of December and part of January. We are delighted to be here. Interestingly, I was supplying at St. James, and now Father Bob is at St. James, and I'm here at Ascension. We have begun the season of Advent, preparing for our Lord Jesus Christ to come into our hearts. When you drive around town, you see all kinds of decorations. Houses are lighted up. Beautiful. It's beautiful to do those things. Homes have the trees lighted. But what is more important than the external decorations is the decoration of the heart. The decoration of the heart. There is no sense preparing for Christmas when there's deep-seated grudge in your heart for someone. It makes no sense. How do we prepare for Christmas? How do we prepare for the birth of Christ? The theme today is be prepared. Because you do not know when. You don't know the time or the hour. Be prepared. How many of you still remember January 27, 1986? That was when the whole nation was getting ready. All eyes were watching television. I was back in my country and I was glued onto the radio. There was no television in my house, but I was glued onto the radio, listening. It was all going to be the all-time greatest, the space launching. And there was a school teacher, a woman, an astronaut. It was one of the most exciting days in American history. And the whole world was watching. All were glued to the television set. They were available. America knew it was going to be a historic moment. Especially that a young woman, an astronaut, and a teacher was going to be on board. The world waited. And waited. And suddenly there was an ignition of all that powerful, and the rocket shot high up into the air. And suddenly the rocket exploded. And our dreams exploded. Our hopes exploded. Suddenly, there came rivers of tears. And Jesus said, "And so shall it be at the end of history. It will come suddenly, like a thief in the night, like a snare, like a trap that snaps so quickly." Be prepared. You remember the night after Christmas in the Southeast Asia, December 26, 2004, the tsunami. The tsunami wave spread across the Indian Ocean. And we were told 220,000 people just died. And Jesus said, and so it will be at the end of time, your time, my time. It will come suddenly and unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. Be prepared. We still remember November the 8th, 2018. The California deadliest and the most destructive wildfire that claimed the lives, we are told, of about 66 people and still hundreds unaccounted for. Were they expecting a wildfire? No. Jesus said, and so it will be at the end of time, your time and my time. It will come suddenly and unexpectedly, like a thief in the night. There are times I pay visits to hospitals. Most recently, I went to St. Luke's downtown to visit a member of St. James. And prior to that, I visited a woman who said to me, I have been healthy all through my life. Very healthy. So strong. She said, I have never been sick in my life. Wow. And she asked me, why am I here? Oh, she was dying of cancer. Why am I here? Yesterday, she was strong. Today, she is weak. And tomorrow, she is dead. It happened so suddenly. And Jesus said, so it will be at the end of time. It comes suddenly. When you look around, you think about your friends and neighbors who have gone before us, marked with a sign of faith, who have died. But you are still blessed, still being here. Today you are here, tomorrow you are gone. The question for you is, are you prepared? What is all this fighting? What is all this backbiting? What is all this grudge, deep-seated grudge we hold against one another? When tomorrow we are gone. The most important thing, the way we prepare ourselves, is to be at right with one another. Be at right with one another. It is with these images that we celebrate Advent. Be ready. Be alert. Be ready to meet your God. Because suddenly, the end of all history is going to come. There are people who live only for today, and took no thought for tomorrow. Busy and lived primarily for the things of this life. They go to school, they work 2-3 jobs, they have beautiful homes that they can't sleep in, 2-3 cars, activities running all around. And they don't sit down to think about tomorrow, or even less about the end of history. They don't have time to believe that Christ is coming soon. And coming soon was just for the fanatics, they say. who taught that such things are just for the faint-hearted. And such people running up and down, having 2-3 jobs, making a lot of money, bank account, they really don't know what is in their account because they have so much. And they always say, eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow is another day to eat, drink, and be merry. They have no thought of a final judgment. For them, God is all peaches and cream. And there are those who still believe there is no God. That the world was always, and the world will always be. And for them, it's eat, drink, and marry. Eat, drink, and hurry. My friends in Christ, we live with a sense of readiness and eagerness. Live with the assurance that you are a child of God. That if I die today, I will surely meet my God. That is our faith. Without a trace of doubt, that you will be with Jesus Christ. And this readiness is a confidence, an assurance, an awareness that God is gracious, that you are a child of God, and that God truly knows your first name, He knows your middle name, and He knows your last name. That your salvation does not rest on your good behavior. I think of the thief on the cross. And Jesus said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. It is done. Today you will be with me in paradise. It's done. No works of righteousness. Nothing he can do. No religious pedigree. Pure grace. And so God says that to us today. Today you will be with me in paradise. We got to prepare ourselves well. It cannot be business as usual. We have to make amends. There are some people here who are not in talking terms with their families. And we know that. Who is Jesus to you? We can come and sit down here with all the fanciful clothes and, you know, we sing beautiful songs. But what is your relationship? How can you say you love God when you cannot love your brothers and sisters? You cannot love those in your house. You cannot visit your family in a nursing home. You know, I was at St. James. I told a story about a young boy. I was driving with his dad and this young boy, about 9 years old. We drove past a nursing home. And they said, Dad, look up, look up. You know, when you're old, I'll put you there in the nursing home. This is an African child. When you get old, I'll put you in the nursing home. And Dad said, with all the money I'm spending on you, you're going to put me in the nursing home? It's something for us to think about. That day will come. Are you prepared? Life changes so quickly. Look at the children you have. They were infants. Twinkle of an eye, you were 2 years old. You blink, turn 13 years old. You blink, they're young adults. You blink, they get married. You blink, they start having children. You blink, you are alone in your house or your apartment. You blink, You're a grandfather or a grandmother. You blink, you're a widow or a widow. You blink, you're in your deathbed. That is life. Are you prepared? Are you prepared? Life moves so quickly. Suddenly all of life happens too suddenly. And Jesus says to us, today the end will come. Your time will come. Today. Are you prepared? Are you prepared to meet God face to face? The most important preparation for Christmas, yes, all these external decorations are nice. All these beautiful things we put in the house are nice. The most important preparation for Christ is the heart. How well is your heart prepared to receive Christ? If your heart is well prepared to receive Christ, if you're sure within yourself that you've not reconciled with your brothers and sisters, you've reconciled with people in your church, then go out and shop. It makes sense. Otherwise, you just throw your money away. And so my prayer for us today, that God will help us to prepare ourselves spiritually, internally, so that we will prepare ourselves to meet our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.